Perek Beis Mishnah Ches 2:8. So this closes the circle that started a few Mishnahs ago, back on Mishnah Hey, where we said that Rabbi Gamliel recited Kriya Shema the night he got married. So here the Mishnah Stam Tanak Kama is Stam Mishnah Paskins Chasen im ratzli kros Kriya Shema Laila Rishon Kore. When a bridegroom, if he wants to read Kriya Shema on the first night, even though we said he's pater, because he's got tirda the mitzvah, he's mentally occupied with the mitzvah of getting married and consummating the marriage, so he'd be exempt, that special extra limud of v'lef t'chav aderech, when you're on your own way, not when you're on the way through a mitzvah mentally, in addition to the physical exemption, someone's osik mitzvah, that's b'shiv t'chav aderecha. So previously we said the chasen is pater, we said notwithstanding that, Rabbi Gamliel recited it. Now here the Tanakh Kama says, if he wants to, he can. Arguing on that opinion is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, not so fast. Lo kol harotz litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to literally take the name, who wants to presume to have the reputation of one who's holding by saying Kriya Shema is chasna, can do that. So what's going on here is this. It's not complicated. Rabbi Gamliel, there's an issue called mechsi kiyura. Mechsi kiyura means appearing arrogant. The idea being that Rabbi Gamliel, by saying Kriya Shema, even though the din is your pater, is suggesting, well, normal people can't have kavanah, but I could have kavanah. Okay? And that looks bad, and we frown, halacha frowns against things that look like yura, look like arrogance. So Rabbi Gamliel, back in Mishnah Hay, was saying, he wasn't saying these words, but implicit in those words were, he was Rabbi Gamliel. Everyone knew he was a Talmud Chacham, everyone knew he was a... The Bar Kinneret says two lashonos, Chacham, which means wise, you know, learning, and Parush, which I will translate. Parush means, it means someone who separated himself, literally. But it's what we would call in common parlance like a holy man. Someone who's known to be like a holy man. You know, you'll forgive that expression, because it's actually not, it's not a great expression, but you know what I mean by that. He's a Parush. He's, you know, he doesn't mix with regular people. He doesn't do what regular people do. He sets himself apart and acts like how one would expect a Talmud Chacham to act. So, because of that, it's not Messic Europe, because everyone is already renowned to be, so to speak, a heavy-duty, big-shot rabbi. And that being the case, you know, he's a special person. We don't look at it as extraordinary Yura, arrogance. So the next Mishnah here says, here Mishnah Ches is saying, other people, if they think they can also, then they if they think they can have Kavana, they can go ahead and say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, uh-uh. Not just because you think you can, that's not appropriate. It's Messic Yura, it looks like arrogance, unless you're going into the chasna already, someone that's with a reputation. Right. Now, this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel actually is Rabbi Gamliel's son, as it happens. Right. I don't think that's essential to the pshat, but it is true. So he's saying that just because you want to think of yourself as being the kind of person, you're not eligible. You ought not to, or better yet, you may not say Kriya Shema on the first night because of I'll call it the Isser of Mechsik Yura, of looking arrogant, unless you already have the reputation of being a chacham and a parsh. Not that you're not allowed to. So it becomes a machlokas. Interestingly, so the Riff and the Rambam and the Bar Kinneret following them, it's possibly like the Tanakh Kama here. It's a Stam Mishnah. I told you in the first introduction, when Revi ordered the Mishnayos, he gave an anonymous opening opinion, that would be the anonymous opinion of who the halacha goes like. Therefore, the Rambam, Riff, and Bar Kinneret brings that din. The halacha is like the Tanakh Kama, according to them, that if you want to, you may, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if you want to, you can't, unless you're already someone known to be special. There's a Tosos that says that the halach, whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is quoted in a Mishnah, halacha goes like him. Interesting. And therefore, Tosos paskins like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that one may not say Kriya Shema unless he's already someone special. Interesting. Now, what's fascinating, despite that machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch gives a very strange presentation. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, first of all, that in the time of the Mishnah, so one was pater, but nowadays, says the nowadays, meaning the Shulchan Aruch nowadays, can say Kriya Shema. He says can. So the can sounds like if he wants to, perhaps, it's ambiguous, if he wants to, which would be like the rationale would be presumably like the Bar Tanur here, who says like this. This is now the tables have been turned. Originally, in the time of the Mishnah, to say you're a big, to act as if you were a big shot and have kavana, could have kavana where normal people can't, would be like arrogant. But now it's the other way around. Now it's assumed that most people on any given night of the year don't have that much kavana and have a hard time focusing on Kriya Shema. So to suggest that you're one of the special guys who always has kavana, but just on your wedding you can't, is more of a yura, and therefore the tables turn. Now everyone says it every night. Otherwise it looks, so according to the Bar Tanur, it's mechsi ki yura, looks like arrogance to say you usually really do. Mishnah Berurah puts his foot down, those are my words, and says chova. He says, nowadays, forget it. Everyone's saying Krishna every night. That's how it goes. And the halacha is that way, as Mana said, that everyone says Krishna, even the chasen, on his wedding night. Period. That's a din halacha. So,
even an
ironically. Sorry?
Even an avel.
Not someone who's a chasen. A chasen is wedding night. Yes. And someone who's an onen will be pater. That's like a different deal altogether. The next mission, actually. So that's what shakes out. Just a last point. Forget the halacha l'maisa, back to the machlokas here. Everyone would agree that on the second night, meaning the night after the wedding night, so even if you had, even though there's a patur for the first four nights in your patur, if you haven't consummated the marriage, but the din will be that a person, anybody, everyone will agree, if a person wants to read on the second night, he could. Why? Because that's not mechsi kiyura. Because no one knows you didn't consummate the marriage. Understand? On the first night, everyone knows you're getting married tonight, so you obviously didn't. Obviously. But the second night, no one knows what's happened. And therefore, for you to hold yourself to a higher standard and say Kriya Shema, in the Mishnah, forget the halacha, the Mishnah's world, would not be mechsi kiyura. It doesn't look arrogant because no one knows what happened the night before, and they'll assume that you consummated the marriage. That'll be how it should get. Fine.
Very good.